It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Monique Daigle. Monique owns and operates Your CBD Store right here in Fairbanks. Also joining us today is Dr. Vika Brewster. Dr. Brewster practices with us at White Spruce Medical, and this is the reason why Monique is on the show today. So, Monique, let's just jump right into it. Tell us about your business. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Sure, thank you. We're a new business. We just opened up in October. We're out on College Road. We sell all CBD products in our store. They are all SunMed CBD products. SunMed is manufactured, and sold here in the United States. So it's all United States-based hemp, which is a very important feature that you want to look for when you're looking for CBD products.
Okay. So what got you in the business? Of all the businesses go into, what the business is doing CBD, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it is. I've always been a health advocate, and CBD is something that's been on my radar for quite a long time. With the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill, it became legal in most states, fully legal in many states, but not fully legal in all states. But that kind of opened the door for looking at the medicinal value of cannabis, and with the marijuana recreational opened up here in the state, CBD just kind of seemed like a natural entry in.
So my experience with folks who are in the business is mostly what happens is they, have had some kind of health problem, or they had something that it fixed, and ever since they've been true believers themselves, and they just really want to spread the word and do what they can to let people know how useful CBD is. Is that your story?
That's exactly my story. I have many of the issues that a lot of us have as we age, and my children have had some conditions and issues that I have treated with CBD in the past. It was something that we've used in my household for many years, and so it was kind of a natural for me. When I came across an article with regards to the founder of SunMed, her story is that she has Crohn's disease, and she was looking for a natural way to treat the Crohn's disease. And in looking at all of the options out there, CBD kind of was what landed on her radar, and she kind of dove in full force. She got into a daily regimen with it, and it just helped her so much. She started spreading across the country in wildfire with just her story and how it helped her, and the other possible aids that it could have in your health.
How's it work? Actually, let's sort of get the bigger picture, which is what is CBD, and then you can talk to us about how it works.
Sure. So CBD is what's called a cannabinoid, which is a chemical compound found in the hemp plant. It's also found in the marijuana plant as well. That chemical compound interacts with receptors that are in the brain and all throughout the body that create various effects. That system is called the endocannabinoid system. The ECS is responsible for bringing balance or homeostasis to your system. This system works with all the other systems, your immune system, your respiratory system, cardiovascular system, to help bring balance back into your body and your cells. CBD is primarily sourced from hemp plants because hemp is high in CBD and low in THC, as opposed to marijuana, which is high in THC and low in CBD. So studies have found people get the greatest benefit from the CBD and the CBG and the CBN and the other cannabinoids, as well as the terpenes that are in the plant as well.
Okay, so what's the actual effect?
You would have various effects. So whatever is out of balance in your body, the ECS kind of helps bring it back into balance. For most people, your endocannabinoid system sits dormant because we create our own cannabinoids in our body, but we don't create enough of them. because of soil depletion, and we just can't find them in the plants like we used to. So supplementing with CBD is a great way to get that back in and get that system fired back up again. And it can have many different effects. So wherever you're deficient, it kind of fills that void.
So my experience with it is it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. I don't get high. I don't get weird. I don't get spacey. I don't get anything. I just get relaxed. And the other thing I found as a physician, you know, again, this is used for lots and lots and lots of things, but I have found it is fabulous for pain. Just amazing, amazingly effective. It knocks pain down. It helps people feel better. It's not just like to get some stone. It just really just turns a dial down on the pain. It doesn't block things. It doesn't numb things. It doesn't change the way people feel or can perceive. What it does is just lowers the intensity of it.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't get high. You get healthy when you supplement with CBD.
So I treat a lot of cancer. What I end up doing is helping people stay healthy while they go through cancer treatment. They're getting chemo, or they're getting radiation, or they're getting some kind of, difficult treatment. And a lot of times there's a lot of pain, either from the cancer itself or from the treatment itself. And CBD is a godsend. It's one of the things that help them to feel better and be functional. It helps them to get things done when they really need to get things done. And it doesn't make them dopey. It doesn't make them where they can't drive or they can't function or they can't, you know, be a mom or a dad or whatever they are in their life with the people around them. So it's really amazing, amazingly effective. Now, it won't numb. If you want to numb something, it doesn't work. It won't shut the pain off totally. It doesn't work like that. It just dials it down to where it's, you know, you could function, and you do okay. You feel better. You feel functional is what it is.
True. That's all. That's a lot of people find that to be true. The receptors that we were talking about that are in your endocannabinoid system, there are two different types. There's CB1 and there's CB2 receptors. CB1 receptors are primarily found in the brain and throughout the spinal cord. CB2 receptors are located in your organs and all throughout your body. THC can only affect the CB1 receptors. So the difference with when you're using marijuana, it's affecting your brain because it's hitting those CB1 receptors. When you're using CBD and other cannabinoids that are more medicinal, they hit your CB2 receptors primarily. There are still some that hit in your CB1s, but it has no effect like THC. You do not get high.
Yeah. So how do you guys do it? What's the dosage? I know it varies a lot. You know, I've done a lot of research and I've worked with a number of people in a number of situations. And I know you can sometimes take a few milligrams and that's it. Or you can take a few hundred milligrams.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation. And a lot of times, more isn't more. Less is more.
That's true. That's exactly true. Which is why if you are able to take a full spectrum or fuller spectrum, which means there's just that small percentage of THC, the 0.3% that is legal here in this state and many others, it creates that entourage effect. So there's been a few studies done, but not as many as in, you know, with other compounds that are out there. That's primarily because it's been scheduled. This is hits on the schedule, and so research.
Yeah, read that into illegal.
Yeah. Right. And so research has just
scheduled not to be used. That's what the schedule is.
Unfortunately. Hopefully we're getting beyond that, though, as we move forward in this progression.
So it's interesting about scheduled stuff. Marijuana is cannabis is a relatively mild medication. It doesn't get people overly crazy or weird or hallucinating or it has a subtle change in your perception and for the CBD a profound change in your feeling of pain and tension, right?
Right, right.
And yet it made it to Schedule One. It was one of the most banned drugs that there were. It's just amazing. And it has to do more with the politics of it.
Yeah.
That was what? It was just politics.
It was exactly the politics in that era. And unfortunately, the propaganda continued. And so many people were misinformed and misunderstood, and THC seems like it's a very nefarious thing out there, when in fact it does not affect you, certainly not the same way as alcohol does, which is totally legal in most, you know, most everywhere, and doesn't even affect you. There are many other prescription drugs out there that affect you harder.
Lots and lots and lots of them. So there's not that much logic to having it be Schedule One. And, you know, this is shaken out. People are coming to realize that it's useful, it's helpful. It's amazing. I have patients coming to me with pain, with arthritis, with problems in, older patients who've been around a long time since, you know, the cannabis and marijuana have been illegal most of their lives. And they show up and I say, you know, if you had like CBD cream, that would really help your knee. Well, I've been taking that for a year now, Dr. Luber. Okay, good. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you have to kind of educate yourself on when you choose to use CBD or a product from hemp is that we got to remember it's not regulated. So pretty basically anybody can put anything in a jar and call it what they want. The majority, 76% of all CBD products that are tested either pop hot, meaning that they have too much THC in them to be legal, or they don't test out at all with much, if any, CBD actually in it. So a lot of it is fillers. So I do have people that come in and say, you know, I've tried CBD before and it just doesn't work. My answer is always, you didn't try the right one. It's important to know that your hemp is sourced in the United States. It's important to know that your hemp is organically grown. And it's important to know what is in your products as far as what is the percentage of THC, what is the percentage of CBD, what is the percentage of the other cannabinoids and terpenes that are in there. So you know what you're putting in your body or your pet's body because they have the exact same endocannabinoid system that we do.
That was going to be my next question. When it comes to pets, what is the difference between like dosing and CBD products? Is there a difference?
Well, we do have a line that's designed specifically for pets, and you really do, if you're going to buy something for your pets, make sure it is designed for pets.
Okay.
They're much smaller. They're going to react a little differently. And we were talking just a little bit ago about efficacy, basically, of the product and how it affects people differently. And that is because CBD is fat soluble. So it's how well your body can metabolize the fat is how well you intake. Some people it takes a little more, some people it takes a lot less, which is why you find that variability in both how much it takes to have an effect and how long they might retain that effect or that feeling. And if they, you know, if they can do it every other day or every day, you know, or they have to be on a daily regimen with it in order to experience the relief that they're looking for.
So what about pets? Do they need more? Do they need less? What's the deal with pets?
It really depends on the situation that you've got. If you've got an overly anxious pup that is just, you know, wired all the time, you probably want them on a daily regimen. If you've got a dog that, you know, gets upset when there's loud noises, so when fireworks are going off, I would recommend giving them a treat before you know it's going to start happening. So an hour before, give them a treat, and usually that takes care of the issue. Again, like humans, it'll depend on what the issue is, how large the animal is, and what exactly is going on with them.
So like a 40-pound dog, would they do 30 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 100 milligrams, kind of ballpark? What do you think they need?
It's going to be different for every doggo or cat. It's just going to be different depending on how they metabolize and how they receive the medicine in their body. A very anxious dog is probably going to take a little more. Certainly.
So we're looking at the 100 milligram range or the 40 milligram range?
Not per dose. Per dose, we're talking about 8 to 17 milligrams
per dose.
Okay, it's
not much, yeah. So the dosage is a lot smaller.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
interesting. Ooh. This is interesting that there's this whole new tool that we have to bring to bear to help people be healthy, to solve, you know, practical problems. I love it. And you just go to the grocery store and buy it.
Yeah.
This is really, I mean, a grocery store, the CBD grocery store. So we got to take a break right now, but I'm interested in, like, well, what do you do? Do you spray it on your tongue, or do you eat it in chocolate? So anyways, well, let's hold off. We'll come back with a little more conversation on this here just in a moment.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more Health Talk.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steis Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion, or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guest on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh, yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science, and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real, and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more Health Talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm here with Monique Daigle and Dr. Vika Brewster. We're talking about CBD. Monique has opened a new store here in town back in October called Your CBD Store. Monique, where's it located?
We're on 29 College Road, which is directly across from the Bentley Mall.
Okay, excellent. And we've been talking about CBD, what it is, how it's used, and honestly, the effectiveness is impressive. We've been using it for years and years and years at our clinic now. And mostly to treat pain, but we're using it to treat other things as well. We use it to treat seizures. We use it to treat autism, which is funny. You think autism? No kidding. Yeah, it works.
It does.
It really does. It's used to treat a wide variety of conditions. But what I want to ask right now is how do you take it? I mean, I know it's sometimes available in oil. It can be available in capsules. I mean, you could smoke it for that matter, and there's a lot of ways to do it. So tell us about your store. What kind of things you have for sale, and what's popular? What are people using?
Sure. There are many different ways to get CBD in you as well as on you, and it's always best to do both. You do have the traditional tinctures, which go under your tongue. We have water-soluble oils as well, so they basically go in any liquid, water, juice, coffee, tea. You can take an edible, you can eat them. So we have gummies, we have hard candies, we have a large variety of gummies. We do also have the capsules, and all of these come in both broad spectrum, which is no THC, or full or fuller spectrum, which of course has that little bit of THC in them. So you have lots of options there. There's also skin.
So wait. So you guys aren't a dispensary. You can't go and get THC at your store, right? Am I understanding this correctly?
We do not sell marijuana THC, but there is some of our products do have the small 0.3% or less of the legal hemp-derived THC.
Okay.
And we have both Delta 9 and Delta 8 options.
What's the difference?
The chemical compound of how, what it makes. So Delta 8 is kind of like a baby sister to Delta 9 THC. Doesn't have the same strong effect like you would find if you were to go into a marijuana dispensary and buy some high THC flower there or whatever. It has more of a body effect. if you will, which is why it's great for relieving pain.
So is this like the indica versus sativa thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it can, yeah, we have an indica, we have a sativa, and we have a hybrid option in our Delta 8.
So one of them, the THC, is more of a mental effect. The other one's more of a physical effect, a body effect, if you will. And the CBD definitely is a body effect.
Definitely.
I mean, it doesn't have a mental effect or very, very slight, a slightly relaxing effect. Yeah, I can't tell if somebody's taking it or not. I'm no idea. Where you look at somebody who's been THC, a lot of times they look stoned.
They do.
Wait, so I have a question because, you know, THC is associated with, like, very few side effects, you know, one of them being poor short-term memory. So CBD not affecting the brain, does it have any, like, negative side effects?
None that I am aware of,
cool.
To be honest with you. There are still, as we already talked about, there's so few trial studies and scientific-based studies that I'm hoping anyway that they get into more and more of. But to this point, there are no indications that it gets in the way of any pharmaceuticals, and there are no known side effects. That said, if you are on a medication, you want to talk with your doctor before you introduce anything else new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know of some negative effects. Not many. Hardly any at all. People who do huge amounts of marijuana can get a dysregulation of their CBD receptors, which causes them to get nauseous. That's rare. Hardly ever happens. But there's enough of these cases, they've been reported, and it's actually been labeled, it's called cyclic vomiting syndrome. It's a cannabinoid syndrome. So it does exist, but you have to overdose for years to have that kind of effect. And these are people who have just been, you know, smoking tons of marijuana for most of their lives usually that have this problem.
Right.
It's not always associated with marijuana. There's some non-cannabinoid or non-marijuana cases out there in the world. And again, if I go too far into this thing, I'm going to be doing doctor shop talk. And I don't necessarily want to go into it too much. But I want to say that really, in practical life, I never see any negative to it whatsoever. None of the patients, none of the kids, we use this to treat kids. None of the kids are having any problems other than they do better. They quit having seizures.
Yeah.
That's what they quit doing. Or they start to talk because they have autism. They start doing better in that way. It turns out to be really quite helpful. Now, it doesn't always fix everything. Nothing does. Nothing on the planet's perfect. There have been people who've had pain that hasn't really been touched by it, but they're rare. They do exist, but there's hardly any of them.
True.
So, I mean, again, this is like common sense. But honestly, at this point, my guess is a goodly percentage of our listeners right now have tried it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and know it, because it's around. People know this, and they get pain. They get problems with it. And if you are somebody who suffers with pain and you haven't tried it, you should.
Yeah.
Really, you should. And it's nice to go to someone like you, because somebody comes in, they talk about their problem, and you say, you know, I can't prescribe, I'm not that doctor, but given my experience, this is a nice one to start with. You know, you do a gummy or something like that, or hard candy, something that's easy, tasty, it's lovely. Just don't leave it out with the kids, right? They eat too many of them. There's that, right? Heaven forbid. But you start them off on something, or maybe the tincture, whatever it is that you tell them to do, something that's beneficial. What I end up doing as a doctor is oftentimes I'll call folks like you up and confirm. And a lot of the stuff that I know in terms of practical knowledge, I didn't learn it on my own. I learned by talking to people.
Oh, absolutely. That's how any of us learn anything.
Yeah, and then I get to watch it play out with patients. And the main question I ask is when folks come back, I say, how you doing? How do you feel? I feel better, Dr. Looper. My knees really feel a lot better. Excellent, right? And it was funny because when we first started doing this, I was having everybody do it orally because I thought that's how you had to use it. But after a little while, I figured out you didn't have to do it orally. You could just put it into a cream and rub it on your skin, soaks in through your skin, and it works just fine.
It does. It does. We have an amazing topical cream that works literally within minutes sometimes. I had a gentleman come in he was doing some work around my store, and I noticed he was limping. And so I said, can I give you a sample of this and just put it on wherever it's hurting you? And I kid you not, 30 minutes later, you know, he's whizzing by, and I said, hey, you're moving a whole lot better than you were. And he went, well, doggone it, I am. Give me some of that. So it definitely can be used topically as well as orally. We have amazing bath bombs and bath soaks that, you know, it's always nice to indulge in every now and then. Skin cream, CBD is an amazing antioxidant, so it's great for your skin. And then, of course, the tinctures and the water solubles. And we do offer vape and raw products as well. So we do have some folks that go to a dispensary to get their THC, and they like to mix some of our CBD raw hemp in there with it. And so they make their own 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 because you can't find high CBD strains here in Alaska that are sold in a dispensary.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
Yeah, we've had that problem too.
Yeah, not a lot of them. And the other nice thing is that there are definitely people who are curious and they want information, but they don't want to go to a marijuana dispensary to get that. And you're not going to find, usually not going to find the level of knowledge and education on the CBD products in a dispensary as you would in my store or somebody like my store that specializes in these products.
Yeah, it's a little creepy to go into a marijuana dispensary and the high security they have and the fact that you could smell that place driving by your car. I get that occasion going along. What is that smell? Oh, I'm going by a dispensary.
Yeah.
They must be drying it or something. I don't know what they're doing, but man, it is pungent. And you know, the thing about CBD is not pungent. It doesn't have much smell to it at all, not that I've known. Right?
No, not it, because it's extracted. So what you're smelling is the raw plant. And you're probably smelling it from a cultivation facility rather than a retail store. The retail stores, everything's kind of contained in containers. The cultivation, everything's open. And, you know, as the plants mature, they get more pungent, more odorous.
We could use the word fragrant, except for it smells kind of like a skunk. I remember skunks. I grew up in skunk land. Yeah. It smells exactly like a skunk.
It sure can.
So how can people find their way to you, Monica? Again, it was for folks who joined the show late.
Sure. We're at 29 College Road, which is in the River Mall. Really, that's directly across the street from the Bentley Mall or next to REI.
And it's called Your CBD Store.
Your CBD Store.
Good. And how's the life owning a store now? I mean, it's an interesting thing because you have to be there all the time, right?
I do, but that's okay. I like it there. yeah.
Well, if you like it doing CBD, you pick the right profession to go into.
That's right. That's
sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Brewster. Thank you for bringing Monique on the show. It's an interesting conversation. It's nice to have a nice, lovely person. I mean, I should describe you. You look like a mom. I mean, you're not wearing any beads or there's no under. You seem like a normal, like a nice sweater, normal person here. I can see how somebody, you know, could. Oh, okay. Do you have a bracelet that's got some beads on it? There is that. It's super subtle. It seems like somebody could be super comfortable coming in to your store and not necessarily having to buy a box of incense while they're there, right?
Right, right. No, that's exactly what we're going for. It's a very nice store. We're decorated well. It's very comfortable to be in there. It's a relaxed atmosphere. We have nice chairs out front where we can sit down and have a good conversation. And I really do like it there.
Good, I'll pop in. I'll come visit you guys.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I want to let everybody know to stay tuned to KFAR for Mike Hadukovich's Tracks Outdoor Show. I wonder what Mike has today, but whatever it is, it's going to be something interesting. I want to let you guys know that this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of White Spruce Medical, located here in Fairbanks at the Steis Medical Center, where we treat gastrointestinal diseases such as diarrhea, constipation, heartburn, things like that. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steis Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk.
Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.